We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And good Wednesday morning from the newsroom. I'm Lee Harris. Out in the field for us this morning, we have John Montone and Glenn Shuck. First, let's go to Glenn. He is in the Bronx, where there was another police shooting last night. Well, a police-involved shooting. No police officers got shot, fortunately. One of two last night, the other one in Brooklyn. But first, let's hear about the one in the Bronx, Glenn.
And Lee, what a wild night this was. This one was just after midnight. 911 calls coming in about a guy firing off a gun in the 5 train southbound elevated platform here on 225th Street. So the cops from the 47th precinct racing up the stairs to the platform, and then gunfire. We'll hear here first from the Bronx Borough Commander. That is Larry Nakunin.
Two of the officers then fired several rounds at the suspect, striking him one time in the left shoulder.
Suspect Lee, 27 years old, a long criminal history, according to the NYPD, is stable at Jacobi, and they say they found a .38. Now, there was lots more, including 8 o'clock last night. Cops saw a man firing off a gun at another guy. This was near the Gowanus houses on Baltic Street in Brooklyn. Cops, we believe, have fired off at least 30 rounds. That suspect was killed. Spoke with this woman who lives right near the housing project.
Very calm over here. We don't have any issues like this ever since I've been here. We haven't had anything like this at all. So it was really scary.
Now, as to the dead suspect, Lee, we've learned he's 30 years old and apparently just got out of prison last week after serving 5 years on a robbery charge. Again, just 7 days ago, out and about doing this. Now he is dead. He'll be officially identified a little bit later this morning. But again, pretty wild night. Two police shootings, one in the Bronx, one in Brooklyn. One suspect stable, the other is dead.
Yeah, unusual to have two of those in one night.
Yeah, it is. And we're probably going to hear from the PBA in terms of the safety of police on the streets of New York City. Pat Lynch probably will be responding. We do want to mention also about this suspect that was killed, apparently a known gang member that the police have been kind of monitoring in recent days. They say his street name, Trigger, and got into trouble pretty quickly out of jail, Lee.
All right, Glenn Shuck, live from the 5 train station at 225th Street. More news about the NYPD this morning, and it is unfortunate. Another member of the force has apparently taken his own life. That would make 10 this year, as we hear from 1010 Winds newsman John Montone. And he joins us live from One Police Plaza this morning. John?
And Lee, the police commissioner says of these suicides, nothing brings us to our knees, but this comes close. Last night, in Queens, the wife of the off-duty officer found him near death of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. She called 911. They rushed him to the hospital, but within 30 minutes, he was declared dead. The 10th officer's suicide this year, and the commissioner says he's seen too many of these over his long career.
Been doing this a long time, and every time it happens, I look back and think about how many people that I've known over my 3 decades, and I'd say it to say it's dozens. It's dozens.
And actually, John, it is a dozen this year if you include the retired officers who've taken their lives this year.
Yes, it is. In fact, the NYPD has now declared a mental health emergency. The commissioner himself reminding officers and their commanders that seeking help is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of great strength.
All right, John Montone joining us live from One Police Plaza this morning on the All Local. The Falls City Council is supposed to vote tomorrow on plans to shut down Rikers and replace it with 4 neighborhood jails. These would go in all the boroughs except Staten Island. People who live in the neighborhoods where the jails would go are generally unenthusiastic about the plan. So the mayor's office is trying to offer some incentives. For example, in the Bronx, a promise of 233 new units of affordable housing next to the new jail in Mott Haven, where the community board has rejected the jail. And the jail in Kew Gardens has been shrunk a bit. It was supposed to be 27 stories. Now it'll be just 19. Despite the pockets of opposition, the council is expected to approve the plan. Bernie Sanders getting back on the campaign trail post-heart attack, and word is he's about to pick up a couple of noteworthy endorsements. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, he teased the announcement at last night's debate.
Let me invite you all to a major rally we're having in Queens, New York, BernieSanders.com. We're going to have a special guest at that event, and we are going to be mounting a vigorous campaign all over this country. That is how I think I can reassure the American people.
About his health, he means. So Ocasio-Cortez was a volunteer on Bernie's 2016 campaign. This event is in Queens, and it'll be on Saturday. Well, there are people who can use the N-word without repercussion, Dave Chappelle, for example, but Governor Cuomo is apparently not on the list, as he discovered yesterday when he was talking on the public radio up in Albany about the low esteem in which Sicilians were once held.
Sicilians, I'm half Sicilian, were called, quote-unquote, and pardon my language, but I'm just quoting the Times, N-word, as a derogatory comment.
Now, the governor apparently thought he was in the clear here because he was quoting the New York Times, but that's not working for everyone. Bertha Lewis of the think tank, the Black Institute, says the governor thinks he has so much privilege he can say anything. And Maurice Mitchell of the Working Families Party wants Cuomo to apologize, saying no white person should use that word ever. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who is Black, says he, for one, is not offended. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.